Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration of using Lion with VoiceOver, I want to show you how to use the auto suggestion feature, and in this case I'll be using that in TextEdit to correct a misspelt word. So as usual, I've got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver is running, and as usual I like to start from a known spot on my computer by going to my desktop with Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So to get to my desktop, it's Shift Control Option D. So I'll do that now.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Now as I said, I'm going to be using TextEdit in this example, and there are a number of ways to get to TextEdit. I'm actually going to go to my Applications folder, now that I'm at my desktop, by doing Shift Command A for Apple.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I want to jump straight down to TextEdit, so I'm not going to bother interacting with the table. I'm just going to type in TEX for TextEdit.
TextEdit.app.
And I'm going to open it with Command O for open.
Open, TextEdit, untitled window, edit text.
And as normal, we interact with our edit area with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with edit text.
So let's type in a word, and I'm actually going to misspell it. So the word is splash. Spelled correctly is S-P-L-A-S-H. I'm actually going to type in splosh, S-P-L-O-S-H, and we'll see what happens. So S-P-L-O-S-H, spacebar.
Splosh.
Let's do V-O left arrow to go back, as in control option left arrow.
Misspelled, splosh.
Okay, now if I do V-O right arrow arrow, control option right arrow.
Misspelled, splosh. Two suggested corrections.
Okay, we've got two suggested corrections. I'm going to hit the down arrow key to activate the suggestion list.
Splash. Suggested correction 1 of 2. S-P-L-A-S-H.
Okay, so it said suggestion 1 of 2. Said the word splash and spelled it out to us. I'm going to do my right arrow key by itself now.
Slosh. Suggested correction 2 of 2. S-L-O-S-H.
And there's slosh, in case I meant splosh to be slosh. So I want to actually use the first one, splash, so I'm going to press my left arrow key.
Splash. Suggested correction 1 of 2. S-P-L-A-S-H.
And that's indeed the one we want to use, and I'm going to press my enter key. And you heard the pop. So let's check my current word and see what it is. So V-O-W or control option W.
Splash.
And let's spell it by pressing V-O-W again.
S-P-L-A-S-H.
Okay, and it's indeed done the change. And by the way, if you try this with your QuickNav turned on, because the cursor keys are part of QuickNav, it actually won't work with QuickNav turned on. It's the left and right arrow key, so I press that now.
QuickNav on.
My QuickNav is now on. Turn it off. Left and right arrow keys again.
QuickNav off.
To turn it off. So, rule of thumb is don't use QuickNav when you're using auto suggestions. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.